By the summer of 2005, the Reverend Richard Joyner of Kenita Chapel Missionary Baptist Church realized he was conducting funerals twice a month, a startling number given his town's tiny population. Nearly 300 souls call Kenita home. The predominantly African-American hamlet is situated in North Carolina's Edgecombe County, where a quarter of households live below the poverty line and heart disease kills more than 20 to 39-year-olds than do car accidents. "I've closed too many coffins on young people," Joyner, 64, says. The pastor found it difficult to confront the grieving. How do you tell someone who's just lost a child to poor nutrition that this was God's plan when it was totally preventable? Who would hang out with that God? Driving home one day and beginning to doubt his own beliefs, Joyner pulled over and began to pray. "I heard a voice saying, 'Maybe you'd go further with your eyes open,'" he remembers. He looked around, and all he saw was farmland. It gave him an idea. Get the kids involved.